There is no grain of truth in that at all. The denial of us from having a public rally is not a new thing. This has been going on for a long time. Since the PF government, Mr. Sata, became president of Zambia, he has basically taken away the rights of individuals and the rights of citizens to assemble, for example. Beyond the rights to assemble, he has taken away our freedoms, you know, to speak, including our fundamental right of association, if you like, freedom of association. So the police is hiding behind a brutal regime that has taken extremist views, that is destroying democratic tenets on a day-by-day basis. This is the situation. What explanation would they give when we had applied to have a rally sometime back? I think you do remember, those who have been following Zambian matters do remember, that we did request, it's not actually a permit, it's a notification to hold a rally. And when they denied us that, we went to the High Court. The High Court ordered that our rally proceeds, and the government and the police refused to respect the rule of law. They basically overruled a court decision. This does not happen in a democracy. But unfortunately, it's happening in Zambia. Then it means that Zambia is not a democracy anymore.
There are concerns that statement coming from opposition parties, including yours, and you are at the moment being charged for defaming the president, do not create the necessary peaceful environment for the normal democratic process to continue. So they fault you for being antagonistic and hostile towards the administration.
That is far from the truth. The issue is that the president restrained the Anti-Corruption Commission from carrying out investigations against the Minister of Justice. That's on record. The public information. It's on footage, video footage. And I made a comment to that effect that the government should not protect, especially the president should not protect his ministers from prosecution against corruption. How can that be antagonistic? Especially when you're talking about a party, a government which purports that they are fighting corruption. And what is true is that we have exposed their lack of commitment to the fight against corruption. We have exposed their inability to be impartial in the corruption fight. That's all. There is nothing close to the truth when they are saying we are being antagonistic. I don't see where antagonism comes from in a statement like that.
Well,
is the statement not factual? It is factual.
There have been instances where you have been summoned to the police, where your members have followed you to the police station. Some have clashed with the police. There has been some, you know, scuffle that has taken place. Don't you think that the government has it's mandated to protect and to maintain peace and to, you know, to lessen or, you know, diffuse tension in the country? Isn't the police supposed to do that?
The job of any government, first and foremost, is to deliver, to maintain the rule of law. The PF government is in the forefront in breaking down the rule of law. There's no doubt about it. I've given you an example of where they refuse to respect a court order. If a government refuses to respect a court order, it means they are abrogating their responsibility to protect the country from the jungle law. And the only law that can prevail, the only order that can prevail when there's a rule of law. If the government is in the forefront in breaking the laws of Zambia, ignoring high court orders, who is promoting anarchy? It is the government. It's the ruling party. It is the police. Now, I was in court, and for the first time in the history of this country, as indicated or pronounced by the magistrate, the police stormed the court of law. I was standing in the dock, and they tried to pull me out of the court. Who is breaking the law? Where is the independency of the judiciary from the executive? It is not there. So it is the PF government that is breaking down laws of our country. It is the PF government that is creating anarchy in our country. It is the PF government that is basically taking away the rights, inalienable rights, you know, freedoms, human rights. It is this government that is taking this country back to a one-party state dictatorship. They should not blame Hakainde or the UPND at all. The evidence is abundant, abundant. One does not need to look for it. Daily, there are abuses of human rights. Daily, there are arrests. We have individuals who have been arrested and have been in custody for 2 months without any charge. On Monday, I went to attend a court session, supposed to be a court session, where one of our members was arrested without charge and has been in custody since November. The laws of the country are very clear that no one should be kept in custody beyond 48 hours without charge. It is happening in this country.
One of your legislators, UPND legislators in parliament, said that UPND should work with the government and act as a check and balance, as the opposition party is supposed to do. Some members of your party called him a traitor, among others. Will we see a cooperation between UPND and the government?
The UPND is effectively providing checks and balances to the ruling party. That is in no doubt at all. That is not in any doubt at all. The issue is, any member of parliament in the ruling party, in the opposition, is a member of government based on the principle of the three arms of government: the legislature, in this case, parliament, the executive, the judiciary. So there's no issue of debating whether the UPND MPs and UPND as a party is working with government, because we're members of parliament, and according to our constitution, our laws, our members of parliament are part of government from the legislative side. That's not in contention. What is in contention is for the PF to destroy democracy. When you go out to buy MPs from the opposition and cause by-elections, which are so expensive, right? Extremely expensive. Each by-election in this country costs not less than $2 million. Would you spend $2 million to instigate by-elections? Or you would spend it to send an orphan to school, or you would spend it to ensure that the basic food commodities, especially maize meal, is available to the people and also is affordable, which is not the case now. I think that is the issue.